From Marketplace in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler, and for David Brancaccio. A bunch of economic reports on U.S. factory production and construction will be out this week, starting with manufacturing forecasts from purchasing managers later this morning. Manufacturing has been in a bit of a slump lately, and that's been reflected in job losses this year, especially in the industrial upper Midwest. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has more.
A host of troubles have beset America's factories this year. Retaliatory tariffs on U.S. exports, the strong U.S. dollar, and the global economic slowdown, says Joseph Bruzuelas at RSM Consulting.
If you look at the domestic U.S. manufacturing sector, it's still contracting.
U.S. manufacturing has added just 56,000 jobs so far this year. More than 250,000 were added in 2018. Automaking jobs are down. Kristen Gicek at the Center for Automotive Research says the new trade agreement with Canada and Mexico may boost employment over the next few years, but down the road, the growth of electric vehicles will likely take jobs away.
Those are much more costly to build, but there are fewer moving parts. Battery production is not as labor-intensive as engine and transmission.
This year, there have been manufacturing job losses across the automaking heartland in Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, and Wisconsin. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.